Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Section of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. That's what I should change it to. Get informed, then get involved and engage. Otherwise, you just create a lot of aggravation and headaches. You know, seriously. And I really do appreciate you guys that are involved, engaged, listening, sending me emails. I wish you'd join the chat room, some of you. We don't need to know your name. You hop up in the chat room. You can sign in as Santa Claus. We don't force anybody to give their real name. Although we don't know why you wouldn't, but that's beside the point. Anyhow, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. But I got Dr. B with me, and I love it when I have her on for some extra time because I think it helps us truly understand what's going on in our heads. It's not just Joe ranting about crazy parents. Hey, Dr. B, how you doing?
I'm doing great. As long as there are crazy parents, I have a job. So
yeah, that's right. That's a good way to look at it. I look at it like as long as Pelosi's alive and Joe Biden and Harris and Sheila Jackson Lee, I got a lot of work in front of me. I'm good.
Right. And Ilmar and
oh,
all of them.
God
bless them.
You know, but they're not haters. We're the haters. But that's beside the point. All right.
That's right.
One of the reasons I'm glad you stayed a little longer is because there's been a couple articles that have come out in the last few weeks about millennials not wanting to get married. And, you know, you read them and you read through them, and they have some common threads to them. You and I have talked a million times about kids not being able to cope. They don't know. They have coping skills. They don't know how to move through stuff. So I'm going to quickly read down a couple of the reasons why they're not getting married. They're not having kids. And then I want to see if you come to the same conclusion that I came to, all right? So many millennials are dealing with hefty student loans. Millennials are hustlers. They're driven and ambitious. They want to make a mark on the world before they settle down and have children. Millennials are all about experiences. They crave adventure, spontaneity, and the freedom to do what they love, and kids would just get in the way. Millennials are rule breakers. They challenge society's expectations. They do things their own way. They worry about the future of the planet and the impact of overpopulation. Some feel it's more responsible to adopt or have fewer children than not to have any to reduce your carbon footprint. Millennials have seen their parents and older generations struggle to balance work and family life. They witness the long hours and the missed soccer games of their parents, and they don't want to be like that. Let's be real. Raising kids can be tough. Without a strong support system, it feels like swimming upstream. Millennials are redefining relationships. They're getting married later. They're all about personal growth. Millennials have seen their parents and older generations struggle, and they don't think that's a right way to raise your family. Now, Joe said, what a bunch of selfish people. And I say that because I wasn't ready to have kids. I wasn't financially set. I didn't own my house. But you know what? you make it happen. I think it helps you find ways. If you truly care and you love your family, you find ways to make it happen. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're not wrong. One of the last studies I saw was that up almost 60% of millennials are not married, and purposely so, right? So you've got so many things. What I heard you say, basically, to sum it up, is they're selfish, they're prideful, and they have no faith. You know, so worrying about the environment and worrying about, you know, your finances and worrying about, instead of doing something about it, instead of being a part of, you know, the family and the traditional family and having an impact on the world and children that way, by instilling a foundation, a familial foundation that is based on morals and values and pouring into people that can pour into the future, they just want to do what they want to do. They don't want to be tied down. They don't want to have financial stress, right? And that is all, that's fine, honestly. I know some, you know, several millennials and couples It's very selfish when they tell me, you know, the reasons why they don't want to have kids. But then again, I'm like, God bless you for being honest.
Yes.
And you probably shouldn't have kids because you would raise selfish kids or you'd be angry at them. So I know it's kind of a you know, down to feed you, down if you don't kind of statement. But yeah, when you don't have faith, of course you're going to worry about the end of the world. We know how it ends. We know where it goes. We know what happens, and we know we're not in control of it. We cannot control the sun. By taking out the trash and making sure my plastic bottles, every last one of them, goes into the recycle bin, is not going to stop the sun from exploding one day. It's just not going to do it. I know. Shh, don't tell them.
No. You'll ruin their whole afternoon, I'm sure. They won't be able to have a double macchiato at Starbucks or something.
Well, and it's interesting because, right, and the last defining piece of research for a lot of millennials not getting married is the fear of infidelity.
Really?
You know, I'll get, yes, there is a fear, but it's purely selfish, right?
Yeah.
They want to sleep with who they want to sleep with. That is pure projection, I believe, as a psychologist. That is psychological projection, meaning, I don't trust that they'll be, you know, well, no, you don't trust yourself because that's not what you want to do. You want to have several sex partners, or you want to have sex out of wedlock and you don't know if that's all you want to have for the rest of your life. It's, again, this very selfish, you know, they cry, oh, silly already? Well, I'm going to explain.
Well,
why they feel
thought?
This way.
Okay.
Okay.
Write it
we'll
down.
Right
I know. At my age, I keep forgetting it, so I make myself notes. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Oh, God bless you, man. I get busy reading stuff and I forget. Okay, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the conversation. See, it's the way we win. When you get informed, it's totally the way we win. Anyway, 855-RO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, just get informed. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with us as well. And Dr. B, thanks for being with me. And I think I'm stirring up the Moms Brigade. They're coming in halfway through and hearing all the garbage.
Thanks. Yeah. I know. I'm getting all these comments and questions. And now, thanks, Joe.
Hey, anytime I can help or not help or whatever, I'm there for you.
Oh, man. And I've got these two statements. We were just talking about liberals, or excuse me, millennials. Sorry. I'm not getting married. My boyfriend and I just celebrated 10 years together, but we bought a house and we have two fur babies and a wonderful life together. You're married. In God's eyes, that's marriage. Well, I fear divorce, she says. Okay.
Fear divorce. Well, that's another way to have a relationship. Me fearing that
there's
you're
no faith. I get it. If you have no faith, you live in fear.
You're nice and I am. I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead.
And then we've got one more statement here that says she won't get married because she watched her mom give up a lucrative job so she could stay at home and take care of the kids. What?
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Therefore, marriage is sexist. I don't even know what to do with that statement.
So, I don't know if you've seen online. I did a story the other night. I should have brought it up to you. And there is a movement by, it's actually on TikTok and influencers, about moving back to traditional roles. And the left beating on them because they're giving up their individuality. They're giving up their careers. And I went through the whole list of how hard it is to run a household, to run kids. I mean, you're running a corporation, for God's sakes.
Well, you are, and it really takes a strong person to actually be in that traditional role, and it takes a very strong person, a strong-minded person, not a weak person. Weak people can't commit. They just are afraid of it. Weak people can't have faith. Weak people can't make decisions. Weak people cannot be committed. And that's the thing. Just call it what it is. There's no discussion. If you are unable to do A, B, and C and really have the discipline it takes to stay married and be married, have the discipline it takes to, stay morally sound and have a consistent foundation, that they all don't have to be the same, and you don't have the discipline, in your mind, psychological, spiritual, and emotional discipline to have faith in something, because you can't be this stupid thinking that we just got here, because a monkey farted or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, sorry. Okay. But literally, that's like what it sums up. Then you're just weak-minded. And so what I need people that are married and trying to stay that way and that have a moral foundation and that have faith to understand, you are strong. You are stronger than you think. And you've got to give yourself a break, and you need to really hold on to that. And when you're not able to be strong like that, luckily you have faith, and you've got a God who will listen to you, and that you just need to ask. You don't have to be like this Superman warrior all the time, moms, dads, teens. You don't have to be. But it takes a strong mind to be, to have faith and to keep going and to stay focused and not cave to everything, all the agenda that is put before us. So there you go. I mean, the millennials are just weak, the ones that are really buying into this. I want to be independent. I want to be financially, on my own. You're weak. You're a coward because you're afraid. So you're just, gimme, 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 gimme. Let me put all my money right here in my mattress.
I have to feel comfortable. I can't be afraid. This is what I told you a while back. Coping skills. They're afraid of everything. And
correct.
I don't know how you survive correct. That way.
I don't either. And you see this trend because I have three Gen Z kids in the family, and they're getting into their 20s now. And we've raised them to be individuals, but of strong mind. And we don't say, you got to be a Republican and a conservative and blah, blah. No, we say, hey, here are the two, rules of thought. Here is what each thinks. What do you think? And we discuss it, and they see what's on. We look at TikTok together. We look at Facebook Reels and Insta. We look at all of that and discuss it, and they just see it. They just understand it. They get it. So to your point, we have a lot of conversations about my Gen Zers and what we see in their culture, and especially here in Texas, thank goodness, there is a definite support of this traditional marriage that we're seeing on social media, this thing that is starting to hit and traditional rules, because they see how crazy it's gotten. And I've been saying this for years, that these Gen Zers, I don't know, I think we've got enough parents that have awakened here and that are understanding it, that are teaching their Gen Zers, you know, and continuing to put them out in the world and make sure that they learn to cope by the world standards, but also provide, you know, a good foundation and a good faith. So I see it as well. I see this trend, but it is crazy that they are getting completely, you know, dissed for it. Calling, you know, they've been called racist. You know, they're, you know, how can it's sexist to be traditional? Why? And they can't answer that.
Yeah, listen, that they think that we're putting down a woman, that we're not allowing you to be your full potential. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know many men. This is going to sound goofy, but I don't know many men, successful men. Your husband's a successful guy. Can you really see him running everything at the house that you run? Having a handle on things like you do? My wife is a very detailed woman. I'd probably have a sword out of her in a heartbeat because I don't read the fine print.
Right. No, I appreciate our roles. And I, you know, it's interesting that even if my husband and I are fussing with each other, I'm still like, okay, I don't really want to ask you this, but can you please, you know, because I can't reach, or, you know, I don't want to go in the heat and hammer this thing that, you know, or the hose broke and I can't. I appreciate that he's like, absolutely, and he wants to do it. I'm like, you want to do that? And he's like, yeah, I don't want to make dinner, you know, really. I don't want to go grocery shopping. And I'm like, I love to grocery shop. I love to keep the house nice. You know, I just really appreciate the difference. And it doesn't mean every woman needs to do all of those things and every man. But you find what works. And I'm not jealous of what he can do. And he's, you know, I don't feel like I need to go and,
no, you're not,
you know,
any less
pound nails.
A person, a woman, anything. That's what drives me nuts is these people who think that Christian men, conservative men, think of you as less of a person because I'd rather you stay home, take care of the kids in the house. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Good day for investors on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average continued to enjoy a winning streak Thursday. The Dow closed higher for a ninth consecutive day, its longest winning streak since 2017. Overall, Wall Street closed mixed as corporate earnings season continues. The Dow was up 163 points. YouTube is bumping up its price on some of its platforms.
YouTube Premium is now $2 more and is priced at $13.99 per month. Those using YouTube Premium Music will see a dollar increase in its plan to $10.99 per month. A spokesperson for the streaming giant told 9to5 Google that the rate hike shows the value of the ad-free services, noting its music app has more than 100 million songs. I'm Matt Mattinson.
The Federal Reserve has launched its own instant money transfer service. FedNow allows individuals and businesses to send and receive payments within seconds. It'll be available 24/7. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend. Still fighting the good fight. You have to fight the good fight. You can't give up. You can't just give up. That's what Tammy keeps telling me. I said, why haven't we left yet? She's like, who's going to stay and fight? I said, yeah, but I'd like to look around every once in a while and see people behind me. You know what I'm saying? Or even right next to me. That would be cool, too. Just saying. But Dr. B's always right there with me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, her insight into the twisted mind of today's Americans, which is true. It is twisted. Anyway.
It really is. It's really, it starts in the heart, and it just starts to envelop you, truly. Actually, it starts with just people, you know, and their propaganda, like I said, and these false, you know, realities. And they always, how you know it's wrong and how you know it's not of God and not how, you know, what our foundation is for this country, is that it's just unreal. They just start with a concept and then just market it to you like it's just affirming and inclusive. And if you see those words, people run. It is exactly the antithesis of that. It is none of that, because it's exclusive of Christians. It's exclusive of godly values. And it's exclusive of being all-encompassing and accepting. It is just funny that people are, you know, saying that conservatives and Christians are the ones that are exclusive. No. And they're like, well, Jesus was inclusive of everything. Not really. No, he wasn't.
Of people?
Yes. Of the sin? No, it wasn't allowed. It was not allowed in the churches. It was not looked upon as a thing to bring in to his teachings. He was not accepting of the behavior in any way. So, you know, if people, you know, tell me one more time that Jesus was a Democrat, you know, I'm like, he wasn't political. He didn't vote. Okay? No. Where do you get that? And same on the other side. He was a Republican. No, he wasn't. He was Jesus. That's just a thing. But you know, one question I get, and I just got it again, is how do you say no and be against the value system of other people, but also be accepting of the people. So, and I think I take this as, you know, you don't want to be unkind. It really is looking, it's my favorite story. I talk about it all the time. Well, one of my favorite stories is Jesus at the woman at the well.
That's a perfect one. Go ahead.
Right? Who she was and the men she had and the life she led. And Jesus just hung out with her for the day and, you know, washed her feet and accepted her. And then he said, I love you. And she said, thank you. And I'm going to leave now. And he said, great. Great talking with you. Go and sin no more. Gave her a command. It wasn't just, I love you and everything's great and I accept you for what you are.
Go have fun. I'll be here tomorrow in case you need help.
Right. You're a sex worker. Good job. No, it was go and sin no more in a very loving way. But that's what he left her with. And that is just how we need to be. We need to hang out with these people, not, you know, to the point where it's going to, you know, affect you. You need to know when to wipe the dust off of your feet. That's in Matthew. That's another topic that comes up, messages I get. You know, but I have this family member that does that, and every time they come over, well, you got to know when to wipe the dust off your boots and walk away and just know that they're not interested in anything good. They're not interested in seeing the Holy Spirit in you.
Nope.
But if there are people that are hurting, spend time with them and let the Holy Spirit work through you. It can't be our own words. It can't be us. They know. They know just being in your presence and watching you on Facebook and what you post. They know where you stand. It's very clear. If they're reaching out to you, that means pray for them. That means ask God how to speak to them in a kind, respectful way. And that's where we kind of have to be. That's where we have kind of let the world down, I feel, as Christians, is that we need to speak truth, but we can't forget that love. So I know you're a little more on the truth side than speaking truth.
I'm like Peter. I'm cutting off ears, and Jesus is picking up after me. You know what I'm saying?
Right? And you know, even Paul, right? Paul was very, you know, to the point, I try to be more like John, but, you know, just so loving. But
no, but you know what? I will tell you one thing. I have a reputation, as you can imagine, in my community among people that know what I do and what have you. And they will say, I'll have somebody sit down with me and they say, so-and-so told me to come and talk with you because you wouldn't soft-shoe it. You would just tell me what was going on and what I needed to do to fix it, and I didn't have to worry about second-guessing you. I kind of think that is a badge of honor, you know? You know, people say, go talk to Messina. He'll help you maneuver that, but you may not like what he has to say. But he's going to help you with it.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. And that is where I use, you know, Facebook as a ministry, quote unquote. I speak truth. And there are people that, you know, even family members that have blocked me and that, you know, you don't know me. Call me, you know, or friends, you know, just let's have a discussion. Just because I put a Bible verse that convicts you doesn't mean I am a hateful person. It's there. It's in the Bible. And Christians, I have these weak Christians.
Oh, they're the worst.
My goodness. Aren't you a little judgmental? And you're teaching your kids, and I'm like, what? Do what? Sorry you don't like the Holy Spirit in me. I have nothing to do. Okay, well, what does it have to do with? So that's when you just need to shake the dust off and don't engage. You've got it. When you are conversing with somebody, and the word is converse, not conversate, people. Okay, don't make me be grammar Nazi. When you're conversing with somebody and they just want to argue and argue and argue without facts, they just want to selfishly argue, that's when you say, you know what, we're not getting anywhere, and I want to still love you after this conversation, so we're just going to end it. And let me just pray about this, and because I want to be able to speak to you in a way that's going to be uplifting, Ephesians 4:29 way, and not satanic. So
the one thing I love about not having a PhD, I'm not putting yours down by any stretch, but
it's okay.
I love because I can play Columbo and you can't. I can sit there and go, you know what? I barely made it out of high school and you seem like a real smart guy. You know, I have a hard time. Can you explain to me where those two atoms came from? You know, in the Big Bang.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was nothing, then there was nothing. And I'm not smart enough to get it. Can you help me out? And it throws them into a tizzy.
It absolutely absolutely does. And just so you know, you people, the few liberals that are listening, he two Adams, A-T-O-M, not two Adams. It wasn't Adam and Adam, okay? It was Adam and Eve.
Yes, okay.
Okay, you just know you got to clean it. So there were two Adams. No, not like that.
No.
And I just got this message, speaking of Adam and Adam, and I said it at the break, but now she's explaining it. Thank you, Michelle, so much for bringing this. And I just did the research real quick. Just FYI, and I don't know if it's nationwide, but I will do my research. There's this thing called the Kind Clinic, and I just want to mention it right now. If you're a teenager, and it is legit, I did just find them. If your teenager is saying that they're going to go to the Kind Clinic to get, you know, tested because it's, you know, or this or that, or get some medical help, it's in some of the Walgreens pharmacies. Definitely locally, well, in Dallas and Austin. I don't know if it's another state, but just so you know what they do for teenagers, not only do they test for STDs, HIV, and AIDS, but they also are prescribing or they're doing gender-affirming care and prescribing hormone-blocking medications. So I just wanted to give you guys, give parents a heads up. So thank you, Michelle, for bringing that to my attention. I will do more research in the next show. Next time I'm on with Joe, I will give you guys more information.
Trying to make me throw up, are you? Don't you know?
It's just, why the kids? Just
because they're the easiest.
Why?
They're looking. Look at, I don't have your degree, but you know, being with the kids all the time, they're looking for placement. I walk these campuses, and many of these kids are empty behind the eyes. You can tell they're looking to be somebody's friend. They're looking to fit in. They're looking to be popular. And they're willing to do almost anything to get there. And which means, what are they being taught at home? What are they being given at home to grab onto for reality?
Yeah. Nothing. And that's where we have failed, you know, our children. Just the issues that they have to deal with alone on social media that we've talked about so many times. And that's probably the number one question I get before I'm on radio is, please continue to talk about the dangers of social media. I got one guy that said, the movie. That's the, hello. The new movie, Jim Caviezel, Freedom. Why is my mind going?
The Sound of Freedom?
I know.
Or
is that what Thank you. Sound yeah. of Freedom. I know the chat room is going crazy right now. The Sound of Freedom.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Wait till after the break. The Sound of Freedom. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When the marimba river starts to play.
We are back, Joe the Senior Host.
Make me sway.
Always a pleasure. 855 Red Joe. 855-732-5563. Give us a call. Love to know what you have to say. Actually, don't give us a call. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Forgive me, but some of you take 7 minutes to ask a question. I don't think we have a segment that's actually that long, so be back. Dr. B joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. I always appreciate when she extends her time with me as well, because we got a lot of stuff to deal with, a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, Dr. B, someday we should do a whole hour around detransitioners and the commonalities that they're running into. And they're all common. I mean, you almost could write it before talking to somebody. They've all been through the same kind of scenario, which I just said to you during the break, those doctors should not just lose their licenses, they should be in jail.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. I mean, you think about, again, before these times, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 1960s, 70s, if you know, you're with a parent and they said, oh, first of all, can you just step out of the room? Jimmy doesn't want you in here. I mean, first of all, that right there would be a heck no. Jimmy's 11.
Yeah.
I'm not. So you do that. Fine. The parent steps out. You know, trust me, step out. Okay. Then comes back in. Okay. So I gave him, two hormone shots that are going to basically take all of his testosterone. I mean, the community would lose its mind if they did that. Okay, and then he wants, you know, his male parts removed. So we're going to go ahead and do that because that is his right. And this is what's happening. And if, again, this is why I remind parents, it's gradual. It's not like it was 1955 and then all of a sudden 2023 and we're now chopping off body parts and we are suppressing hormones in our children. Thus rendering so many of them infertile, and they're having major psychiatric issues, but it happened over time, and you've got to understand this is not just a cultural fad. This is something that these evil people, politicians, educators, not all politicians and educators, but this is what they've been planning just because they work for the enemy. This is it. They don't have a moral guide, a moral compass, so they make up their own. And there's one question I get probably weekly on my Facebook Messenger that where they're frustrated, you know, why is it so difficult to talk to non-Christians or lefties or, you know, whatever they call it, liberals, about morality? Because they don't believe what you do, what you believe. They don't believe that, we believe that you cannot have a moral code, you know, outside of God, right? You just can't. I mean,
right.
Call it whatever you want. But they believe you can. And just because they make it up, I have a moral code. Well, what is it? Well, treat other, you know, everybody equally and do, well, you don't treat Christians equally, but do what you want, do what you feel. To where I always tell people, and I encourage people to say, so why do we have prisons? If we are just to do whatever we want because we feel like it and we should have the freedom to do such, and I've said this to many people before that don't believe and don't have the faith I do, fine, why do we have prisons? Why do we have psych wards? Well, because they hurt people. Okay, in my mind, and what God says, giving hormone blockers and chopping off kids' body parts is harming them. What, how do you not see it? Well, no, it's not. So, again, we're on a dangerous cliff here. We're about to walk over or jump over into this moral, immoral abyss, you know, in the name of do whatever you feel like, right? YOLO, you only live once, just do it. I don't want to get married because I want this. But that's the problem. I continue to be blown away, and I know parents in my circle that are giving their children, you know, I know these people, hormone blockers. And it's not really just appeasing the child. It's not just blocking their hormones. Children need those hormones for brain development, for body development, for anxiety and depression. I mean, God knew what he was doing when he created male and female, and when he created the testosterone parts and the estrogen and the progesterone, he knew what he was doing, and it affects the psyche severely. So now we're just seeing drugs upon drugs upon drugs. Give them these blockers, and then they need an antidepressant.
Don't go past that so fast, okay? I want you to think about something. You've got girls being given testosterone, okay? Their DNA doesn't know what to do with it. They're not designed to do anything with it or even understand what it is to a big degree. And now you have these women, girls, if you would, that are, when you see the detransitioning videos all across, yes, people, they're out there. Got to search for them a little bit, but you'll find them. And there's hundreds of them. Hundreds of them. Where these girls are crying. They're asking their parents, why didn't you tell me about this? Why didn't you see I had mental issues? I did not have, you know, sexual issues or what have you. And I needed real help, and I didn't get it. I didn't know I wouldn't be able to have kids. I didn't know any of this. And now I wake up, my joints hurt. Some days I can't even get up. It's heart-wrenching. I'm not a squishy guy, and it's heart-wrenching.
It is because the logic is so flawed, and this is where you have to, you people that aren't getting it have to understand that these end times, I know, here I go, conspiracy, that it has to be spiritual blindness. You cannot, these parents cannot be this stupid. These are parents that are doctors and nurses and professionals. I had one mom that was, you know, she has put her, her daughter on hormone blockers, 14 years old. Let her, you know, call herself a male, just like a male. And I'm like, why are you doing this? Well, because she says she'll kill herself or cut herself if she does this. Okay. What is her favorite food? Lemon meringue pie. Great. Let her have lemon meringue pie morning, noon, and night. Whenever she wants it, let her just have donuts and pie. No. Why not? Because that's not good for her.
Oh.
What? Really? Literally, this was a conversation. I'm like, are you kidding me? This was probably about 5 years ago. I had a conversation with a mom of a son. Very similar. I'm going to let him transition, blah, blah, blah. This is what we're going through. And we're talking radical surgery at 16 years old. Radical. Okay. New breasts and cutting off below the waist. And I get these cases. Once again, this child, it's interesting that he wanted to transition to a woman, and he's very type X. You know, he's, you know, jumping off a cliff and blah, 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 wants to be a woman and do that. And it's like, I don't, kind of like, you know, what's his face? Lee's boy. The Kardashian dude.
Bruce Jenner.
Really? No, but similar thing, right? This guy was a man's man, an athlete, and still wants to be, and still wants to do girls, but wants to be one. So this was very similar. I'm like, great. So one thing he likes to do is jump from, like, overpasses and buildings and stuff because he's like, eat it. I'm like, great. So are you going to let him jump off freeways onto, like, moving trucks? No. Why not? It's dangerous. I'm like, then why? He's just a kid. He can't make up his mind. Literally said this. And so I just put it on him so he can make up his mind to have parts removed and hormone blockers. Well, yes, that's a different issue. How? To me, that's way more dangerous. I'm like, get him into the circus or something. You wouldn't give your kid dessert for every meal because they want it because it's dangerous. It's not healthy.
To what you and I have talked about a gabillion times, right? These are the parents that want to be their kids' friends. These are the parents that do not want their kids to feel bad about who they are or any of that stuff, right? It's just amazing.
Yes, and we've talked about that, and I got, like, hate mail, literally, so I can't be friends with my, you know, how could you, I can't believe, Dr. B, I know you, why can't I be friends with my daughter, and we do everything again? And it's not that. Allie and I shop all the, you know, we do our things, we go get our boba tea and our coffee, but I'm the mom. When it's time to bring your device down for the night, she brings her device, I'm not gonna, oh, okay, yeah, let's get on TikTok together. No, yes, you can still entertain your children and have fun and go out. The point is you're the parent. You need to explain to them the right and the wrongs and give them a moral foundation. That's what parents do.
But I don't want them to be mad at me. If they think I'm trying to control their lives, they won't reach out to me. They won't talk with me. They won't tell me what's going on in their lives.
Right. Well, then you need to just be a better parent. Then I know. I get it. I totally get that, and no, they're not going to tell you everything, and that's why it's good to have an auntie, or an older brother or something. That you can't, you have to be a parent first.
Let me tell you what: most of the people I know that use that for an excuse, my kids won't tell me, we're good friends. She tells me everything that's going on in her life. Eventually,
no,
in the majority of these issues, I hear one of them say, "I got, I don't know why she didn't tell me. I didn't know she was hooked on this. I didn't know she was taking that." Like, yeah, well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She tells you everything. I forgot. There you go. Yeah, got it. We're up against it. Tell people where to find you. I'll get some more of the sage advice.
Yeah, Bridget Melson on Facebook or drbradio.com.
I like it. See, you make it so easy. All right, Dr. B, God bless you for what you do. I appreciate your time with me every week. And people, stay safe. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. Take this advice. Run with it. Learn more. Don't be your kid's friends. That's my advice. God bless. Oh God! Yeah, I can't wait to get what your friend is. We got to raise up a group of trustees.